All right, how are ya? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse, the place you can go to make yourself feel better about your life. Welcome to episode 9. Everybody, please excuse me for yesterday I called. Yesterday's episode 9, that was actually the 9th podcast that I've laid out on this website, so excuse me. Yesterday's episode was episode 8. Today's episode is called My Ex Framed Me and Tried to Have Me Killed for My Bitcoin. All right, everybody. So yesterday we left off. I was still in Colorado. I was having some issues with my ex hacking my accounts. And there comes a day, my ex, she asked me for some Bitcoin to help out with my daughter, which I didn't have an issue with. But I told her I didn't want to give her the Bitcoin or the cash for the Bitcoin. I wanted to pay for whatever my daughter needed, because I think my ex would have spent it on drugs. She got really upset at me because I wouldn't give her any Bitcoin. And I said, look, one Bitcoin I think was worth, about 3 years ago, it was probably worth about $3,000 or $4,000 for each Bitcoin. So I had 758 Bitcoin locked away on two computers in my old house that I did not tell my ex about, but she knew that I had Bitcoin somewhere. So I'm sure she found them going through all my emails, because that's where you would have found it. I'd never do that mistake again, but hey, I did. So I told the cops, look, you need to stop her. She's getting into all my accounts. I'm locked out of my Bitcoin account now. She told the cops that I was on drugs. So when I called them, they friggin' stuck a flashlight in my eye and tried to see if I was on drugs. I was like, no, I don't even take drugs. You know, so anyways, a day or two after the last time that I talked to the police, I get an email, and it's forwarded from an email that I don't have access to at the time. And it looks kind of sketchy. It says that there's a restraining order out on me from my hometown. So I call the hometown police. I didn't believe it. I saw that it was forwarded from another email address I didn't even have access to. And the cops, sure enough, they tell me there's a restraining order out on me for some horrible email that I wrote. And I told the guy, I said, Sergeant, I never sent any email. This is the email that I've been reporting to you that has been locked out. And you guys told me not to use it, so I stopped using it. And he didn't believe me. He says, you got to go to court and fight that, buddy. You got a restraining order out on you. And I said, look, I just took out a restraining order against her boyfriend about a month ago. It looks a little sketchy that all this framing is going on, and now there's a restraining order. He said, there's nothing I can do. The judge ordered it. So I understand, you know. So anyways, I knew it was my ex that had done it to me. I didn't know how bad this email was. This email was really bad. It was saying I was going to come across the country and kill her, basically, which I would never do. I'm not a violent person in that aspect, especially. I'm a defender. I'm a protector. I'm a positive person. I have no reason to do that. She messed up my life, and I was trying to get away. It was obvious. But anyways, I go back, and I'm on my way back to fight the restraining order. About 7 days later, I left, because it takes about 3 days to drive from Colorado. I was driving with my car and my things. So I get pulled over in New York, and at gunpoint, my car is surrounded within seconds. I was on the phone with my dad, talking to my dad, and my dad's like, what did you do? You have everybody hunting you down. They're tracking you with a GPS downstairs as we speak. I said, who's we? He's like, the police and your sister. I was like, what? My sister? Yeah. They were friggin' GPSing me across the country. My ex told everybody that I was coming across the country to kill her. Now, what idiot, just announces, hey, I'm coming to kill you, and then drives for 3 days to do it? I'm sorry, but I'm a smart person. But anyways, I get pulled over by gunpoint, and they're ready to shoot me. This guy says, if you move, I'm going to blow your head off. And he's got his 9 pointed right at my face. There's a guy on the passenger, it was a woman on the passenger side with a shotgun aimed at me through the window in case I moved. I'm like, shit, she called the cops and said something really bad. So yeah, they're joking about shooting me to death. For like the next 5 minutes, they were all ready to shoot me. They thought I had weapons. They thought I had everything. They searched my car. They didn't find anything. I wasn't coming across the country to kill anybody. I told them I'm coming to fight a restraining order. So finally, they take me to New York County Jail, and I was there for about a week. That sucked. That really sucked. I had nothing. I didn't know anybody there. I didn't expect to be there. They took my car. They impounded all my things, and I lost everything. Everything that I owned was in that car, and my car I lost because they came. My hometown came up and transported me from New York to Massachusetts, and from there I went to the judge, which I figured I was going to get out that day, but no, the judge. I pleaded guilty at first, and then they read that email, and I told my lawyer, I said, look, I'm not pleading guilty to this email. This is horrible. It really was. This email was horrible. It said I was coming to kill them with, I don't even know who I was coming to kill besides my ex. There were other people on there. They said I was coming up here with 3 or 4 carloads of people to kill somebody. It was all a lie. I was all by myself. I didn't have any weapons. I came up to fight a restraining order, and it's because I didn't give my ex any Bitcoin. She fucking got the best of me, and I would have never expected her to do this. The worst part of it all was that while I was in jail, you don't have access to any technology. So the worst part of it all was my ex went into my emails. She found my encrypted email that only someone on a user end would be able to figure out because it was unencrypted to her. She went in and found all my Bitcoin information and cleaned me out. 758 Bitcoin to this day would be worth about $45 to $50 million because Bitcoin's about 60,000 right now. And it ruined me for a little while. It really did. But now I'm back to investing again and my life is happy again. And I take all precautions to protect myself from my Bitcoin ever getting taken again. It wasn't until after I was in the holding cell in court that I realized that I wasn't going to go home. The judge basically put me in jail without bail. I was a risk to them because my ex told the judge that I was crazy and that I was violent and dangerous, and I just can't believe it. Like, this woman played the best actress in the courtroom. I couldn't believe what was happening. So the judge puts me in jail for 3 months. Almost 4 months. And I didn't see any daylight for 4 months, and it was the worst experience of my life being in jail, because it wasn't no regular jail. You were in your cell for 23 hours, and the only time you came out was to eat, and while you were eating, you got to watch some TV if the TV was on, but it was like 15-minute intervals. You had to hurry up and eat. If you didn't finish your food, you had to throw it away. You couldn't take it back to your cell. It was a horrible experience. Anybody that's been in jail knows what I'm talking about. It's not a happy, merry place, and nobody's happy there. Not one person. I get into so many fist fights that I didn't even want to there. It sucked. But anyway, so I'm going to end the podcast about right here. Pretty much I filled in all the blanks up until now. Tomorrow you're gonna hear about all the court dates that I had while I was in jail. Maybe whatever I can think of that happened horrible. I mean, I saw a lot of horrible things in jail. But anyways, tomorrow you're gonna hear all about that and the day that I got released and what happened after that, because this story doesn't end. This is an ongoing thing that to this day I am going to court about. And it's been unreal for me. And I can't wait for everybody to hear the truth, because it needs to be out there. And please remember, everybody, I have this podcast out there to make everyone aware. Any guy can be abused as well as a woman. Not just women get abused. I hate the fact that women are abused. I have never abused a woman in my entire life. And there's a reason behind that. Abuse shouldn't happen at all. And if you're out there abusing someone, you should stop, because you're really mentally challenging them. And you could mess somebody up. So try to stay happy, everybody. Try to stay positive. A successful, positive mind is what will get you through anything horrible in your life. And I wish everybody a happy day. Just think, your life could be worse. Take care, everybody. Have a great day and be safe. Bye-bye now.